with some quite sad news actually to bring you this morning. We're just finding out about this within the last few seconds. You might remember the young 25-year-old man, Tony, who was on the radio yesterday morning, telling us about how his home has been attacked and how he has been traumatized and left suicidal because people are attacking him because he's gay and he's calling out for help. Well, there's been a reaction to him calling out for help. Tony is actually with us this morning. Tony, good morning to you.
Hi, Stephen.
What happened last night?
Stephen, we were alerted by a neighbour in the early hours of the morning that the car window had been put through and that the whole car had been ransacked.
I'm looking at pictures now. Can I tweet these pictures out to show what people have done?
Yes, absolutely, Stephen.
To your property? We're tweeting them right now. You'll see it in my Twitter feed now. It's Stephen Nolan. And clearly this is another message to you, Tony.
Yeah, Stephen, it just feels like it's another attack on us. You know, it took so much, you know, for us to come forward and, you know, for somebody, for whoever who done it, you know, it's just disgusting. And, you know, we are even more afraid now than ever.
You're meeting the police this morning?
Yes, we're meeting, is it the constable or Kelly? We're meeting her at 11 o'clock this morning.
And did this happen outside your home or your mother's home?
Outside my mummy's home. I haven't been back to my home after the last incident that happened. You know.
And is this the first time? Clearly this, you know, I guess this could be coincidental, but many people will think, you know, if this is now the night after the publicity, that this is how they are reacting. And we don't know which it is.
Yes, Stephen.
Do you believe this is?
Yes, absolutely, yes. You know, it's too much of a coincidence for me, Stephen. It's just disgusting. And it's made us even more afraid after coming forward.
How are you feeling?
Frightened, Stephen. Just, you know, disgusted at what's happened. And it just feeds a personal attack now on my mum.
Well, all the decent people in Northern Ireland will be standing by both you and your family.
Yeah.
Okay. And there is now a job for the security service, for the police in Northern Ireland to do. Your home has been attacked. They have written faggot out on your door. They have shouted extreme sexual harassment at you in the street. They have put bricks through your window. And they're now attacking your mother's property.
Yeah.
And you believe this is because you're gay.
Absolutely, Stephen. Absolutely. It's just really, really frightening. I'm lost for words, Stephen. I really am.
We will talk to you. Our program's over now, and our thanks to Sian this morning for letting us run over a little bit. I'm sure he will understand. We will talk to you right now. Look, I know you're meeting the police this morning, and let's hope that we can find the scum who's doing this.
Absolutely, okay? Stephen. That's all we want. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stephen.